You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Audible. President Trump tests positive, lawmakers consider new approaches to contact tracing and testing, and America's largest school districts navigate reopening. Here's what you should know. Late Thursday night, President Trump tweeted that he and Melania had tested positive for COVID-19. Hours earlier, the White House had announced that Hope Hicks, a trusted aide of the president, had also tested positive. The president has gone into quarantine with the First Lady, and a memorandum from his physician noted that both are doing well. Still, everyone is wondering what will happen if he gets seriously sick, not least because three of the things known to make this disease riskier are being male, old, and overweight. Earlier this week, New York and New Jersey became the latest states to release voluntary contact tracing apps. The apps protect users' privacy by identifying them with a random sequence of numbers that changes every few minutes, and they will notify people when they have been in contact with someone who's tested positive. There's still much to learn about how SARS-CoV-2 spreads, but 9 months of epidemiological data have shown that it tends to spread in clusters. And the nation's largest school districts continue to grapple with whether and how to resume in-person classes. New York City schools entered the third and final phase of reopening Thursday as students in hundreds of middle and high schools re-entered classrooms. The city plans to catch outbreaks by randomly testing students at each of its 1,800 public schools, a monumental operation that researchers say may still be insufficient. Schools will close if an average of more than 3% of people tested in the city are positive over 7 days. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want the latest and greatest in the world of audio, but don't want to toggle between multiple apps? Audible has everything you need all in one place. Whatever your day holds, we're right there with you. Listen to On the Clock with Chris Long while you're getting ready in the morning. Or learn even more about the 1990s Chicago Bulls with Beyond the Last Dance while on your run. With audiobooks, podcasts, and Audible originals, Audible has choices for whatever you're looking for, wherever you are. And for a limited time, Prime members get $50 off their first year of Audible Premium Plus membership. Visit audible.com to get started.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.